The school board voted on superintendent of the Memphis City Schools, Kreiner Cash's contract last night. What did they decide and why?
They decided not to renew Cash's contract, which runs out in August of 2013. There are a lot of motives. There are a lot of different opinions. I think it's really hard to tell an overriding general direction.
And the school board also voted on the superintendent of the Shelby County Schools, John Atkins' contract.
They decided that Atkins' contract will remain as it is. The motion was to non-renew Atkins' contract, which runs a bit longer than Cash's. It runs to August of 2015.
And what were the numbers on that vote?
I know the vote on Cash was 14 to 8.
I believe it was 8-14 for the vote on Atkins. So these votes, were they exactly opposite? Did everybody who voted yes on one vote no on the other?
No, it was not. And that's very interesting. I think that kind of, again, goes back to the board really figuring out where it is on this.
Yeah, so there are school board members who are leaning towards a search for a new superintendent. Here's board member Sarah Lewis.
I know Dr. Cash, and I know Mr. Atkins. But the thing is, unless I walk through that door to go to that parking lot, I don't know what the heck is out there.
And that's what the school board is going to discuss at its meeting next week. They're going to talk about process. Do they want to make this choice of John Atkin or other people in both school systems who are a little further down the management ladder? Do they want to do a national search, open this up?
But there are also members of the board who see problems with a search. And school board member Jeffrey Warren presented a list of cons. Here's Warren.
On cons, the first one was, are we delusional? You can always put your hopes on somebody you don't really know and make them be something they're not. You sort of transfer your desires to them. The time is short. We don't have time to do an adequate search.
So the school board's really, really talking about that most political of elements here, and that is timing.
If next week the board decides to search for a new superintendent, will either of the current superintendents be allowed to apply for the job?
They could be. It depends on what the ground rules are. But this is where the board's actions started to get really contradictory.
Yeah, and I have a clip of school board member Betty Malott.
If we do a national search or a search of any kind, it is inhumane to tell these two gentlemen they may apply when we clearly have no intention of hiring either one of them.
This is a very large board, and they were very divided on the issues of the current superintendent's contracts. And it tends to take them a long time to conduct their business. So is this board going to be able to interview, agree on, and hire a new superintendent in the short time that they have? I'm assuming they need a superintendent well before the district opens in 2013.
They do need a superintendent well before August of 2013, and a number of political forces outside the board are urging them to do this sooner rather than later. Well, Tuesday night's meeting took 5 hours, and all of the old dysfunction that had been there in the beginning this past October was present.
And is Kreiner Cash going to sue the school board?
He could. That's clearly one option here. As he left the meeting last night, he said that he would be talking with his attorney. He also acknowledged that he's probably not going to be a part of the merger process, but he doesn't know.
Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.